Praise the Lord. God is awesome, isn't He?
Amen.
It's like a confirmation of my message tonight. Everything that we kind of prayed over tonight, spoke over, and sang tonight was about God's glory. And Pastor and Pat, excuse me, Patty and everybody seemed to go in that way, that line tonight. Show God's glory. And my title is, Lord, Show Me Your Glory. Show Me Your Glory. So it's we'll find that in Exodus, if you want to turn your Bibles. Exodus chapter 33. And this is the NIV translation, Exodus 33, 18 and 19. Says, Then Moses said, Now show me your glory. And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So Moses asked the Lord to show him his glory, and the Lord said that he would cause all his goodness to pass over him or in front of him. Amen. So are we believing for God's goodness to pass in front of us? Amen. God's glory in our lives. I believe that is exactly what the Lord is wanting to do in these last days, is to show His glory in a greater, mightier way than He ever has before. Amen. And I'm believing for the glory of God in every area of my life. Now I know that God's glory... you might be seeking God's glory for a different area in your life than I might be seeking it for me in my life. You might have a financial situation you're praying about. So when God shows up and provides for your financial situation, that's the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's passing His glory over you. Praise God. And so you might have another need. But whatever that is that you are believing God for, we need to be saying, God, show me your glory. Hallelujah. God, let your goodness, let your glory pass over me. Amen. Hallelujah. So I believe our heart's cry tonight should be, Lord, show me your glory. And I believe the more that we ask the Lord, the more we look to the Lord, the more that we expect from the Lord His glory, the more of His glory we will experience. The more of His glory we will see, amen? The more of His glory will be manifested. Praise God. Hallelujah. We said before, we've talked about the glory of God, and we said that the glory of God is the manifested presence of God, the manifested goodness of God, and the manifested power of God. Amen. Whenever God's glory comes on the scene, His presence is going to be there. Amen. His goodness is going to come to pass. Hallelujah. And His power is going to be manifested. And that's what we want in our lives tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But are you expecting it tonight?
Amen.
I'm expecting tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not looking back to what happened to so-and-so in this situation. That's the kind of thing that the devil wants to record in your mind, to go over and over and over. Well, so-and-so was in this same situation, and it didn't have a good outcome. Well, God has got a plan for you, amen? He's got a door that no man can shut, amen? He's got a miracle waiting for you. He's got His glory, hallelujah, that He's going to shine on your situation because we're expecting it. We're asking Him. We're looking to Him, amen? Glory to God. God, show us your glory. Praise God. The scripture said He would cause all His goodness to pass before them. Can you just, it's just hard to even imagine tonight what all God's goodness entails. That's just a mind-boggling thing, amen? But God, I want all your goodness. I don't want just a little bit here, God. I want all your goodness. Hallelujah. See, we're just putting God in a little box. Amen. But God wants us to have so much more. He wants us to experience so much more. Amen. The goodness of God is His manifested presence, power. Amen. And His goodness, the manifested glory of God. Hallelujah. So are you still believing God for your suddenly?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm believing. Amen. I've experienced some suddenlies already. But God's got more for me. He's got more for you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So God suddenly is going to be His glory passing over you. Amen. But are you expecting tonight?
Yes.
Hallelujah. God wants to, and I believe it was Patty that said about His glory being poured out. God wants to pour out His glory on His people in these last days like He never has before. He wants to show Himself great. He wants to show Himself strong. He wants to show Himself mighty. Amen. And I want to say it again. God has impressed this on me so strong. Are you expecting it?
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, we've got to get in God's presence a whole lot more than we get in on seeing the end presence.
Right.
Amen. Because those people on our job, we've got to just kind of tune all that out. Amen. If you sit at your desk or whatever you're doing on your job and just praise God on the inside. See, we don't have to say it on the outside. Just say it on the inside. Just start speaking in tongues on the inside. Amen. See, because you serve a mighty God. They might not know God. They probably don't know Him. I hope if they're talking a bunch of trash, they don't know Him. Amen. But you've got somebody on the inside of you that is greater than the outside. Amen. He's greater. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm expecting Him to pour out His glory. I'm expecting Him to pour out His suddenlies. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He wants to pour out His power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants to pour out His goodness. Hallelujah. He wants to pour out His presence now. Everybody say now.
Now.
Now like never before. Hallelujah. But God has a question for you tonight. You mean God's asking me questions? Doesn't He already know everything? He wants to ask you a question tonight. Are you hungry for His glory? Amen. You have to be hungry for the things of God. I know when I first got saved, some 30-something years ago, I was so hungry for God. I couldn't get enough of Him. I wanted to be in His Word 24/7. I wanted to be in His presence 24/7. Amen. I wanted to go through the house of God and get in God's presence. Amen. I wanted everything about God. I just wanted God. I was hungry for Him. Amen. Hallelujah. And I've not lost that hunger. Hallelujah. 30-something years. When I made a decision, I made a commitment to my God. I already had all that junk out there. I had enough of all that junk. Amen. The devil will try to paint you a pretty picture. Well, I didn't have all this stuff going on when I was out in the world. I've heard this before. I heard a young woman who got cancer. I don't remember what kind of cancer. Her and her husband were in the ministry. And she got so discouraged with God because she had her timeline and she had her way of doing it. Amen. And that she started saying things out of her mouth. See, when we're under the pressure, we've got to watch what we're saying out of our mouth. But she started saying things like, well, I should just go on out to the clubs. I didn't have cancer before I lived for God. That's just what the devil would try to tell you. Amen. So she went through that for a while, but thank God she got back on the right track. And she's healed today. Amen. Healed today. Hallelujah. We've just got to know that we serve a mighty God, a God that knows exactly where we're at, a God that knows exactly what we're going through, and that He is working on our behalf. Hallelujah. He's a good God. So God has a question for you tonight. Are you hungry for His glory? God wants you to be hungry for His glory. He wants you to want it more than anything. Amen? The glory of God won't just fall on you. It's not just going to happen. See, we think, well, if God wants this, He'll do it. If God wants that to happen, He'll do it. No, we have to want it. We have to do something ourselves. Amen? Hallelujah. You have to decide that you want the glory of God, first of all. Well, you know, everybody wants the glory of God. Is that right? Where are the people? How many people want the glory but they can't spend 5 minutes in God's presence? How much do you want the glory of God? Make that decision tonight. How much do you want His glory? And you have to desire His glory. You have to be hungry for His glory. Amen. Glory to God. Turn to John chapter 5. And let me tell you something. You have to keep yourself stirred up in the things of God. Because we've got an enemy out there. The Lord keeps bringing me back to this. Amen. You have to stir yourself up. He's not going to make you do anything. He's not going to make you get in His Word. He's not going to make you listen to the Word of God. He's not going to make you pray. He's not going to make you do anything. We have to do it ourselves. We have to put forth the effort. We have to take the first step. He's always there. He'll never leave you and He'll never forsake you. Even though we go through some hard times, some times of struggle. Yes, I've lived for God 30-something years, but it all wasn't all roses. I'll tell you that right now. There's a battle that you go through. There's a battle that Christians go through. It's not always toasty. Amen. So we have to make up our mind. We have to be strong in our decision and our commitment to God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter how hard the struggle might be. Amen. I am living for my God. I surrender all to Him. I have a made-up mind. I don't have anything out there. There's nothing out there for me. Amen. And when you make that stand, when you make that commitment, God is going to turn your situation around. Amen. It might not have been yesterday. We wanted it yesterday. But it might not have been yesterday. Might not be today. Might not be tomorrow. Might be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Ooh, Pastor Sharon, don't tell me that. I've been waiting on stuff for 30-something years. But does that mean that I don't think God loves me? Or that I don't love Him? Or that I don't want to serve Him? No, I know who it is that's keeping it back. I know it's not God. God wants me to have good things. Amen. He wants me to be blessed. He wants to pass all His goodness over me. Amen. So we can't go by what's going on around us. We can't go by our circumstances. Because our circumstances might not be good. They might not be favorable. But I'm going by my God. Hallelujah. As Wanda Phillips says, but God. Amen. Because when you go out in the world, the enemy's going to make something look good for a time and a season. And then all is going to break loose. And you're not going to have God to go to, because you're not going to have the confidence to go to Him. Because then the enemy's going to throw up condemnation.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And say, you can't live for God. Look what you've done. Look how you've acted. You can get past that. But it's a struggle. It's a battle. It's a fight. So whoever I'm talking to tonight, take it from God. Stay on the right path. Stay with Him. And everything will work out for your good. Amen. Glory to God. Are you hungry for His glory tonight? Hallelujah. John chapter 5. Starting with verse 1. It says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. That's a mighty long time, isn't it? Some of us would have given up by then. Amen. But not Oasis Christian Center people.
Amen.
Praise God. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Jesus had a question for this man. Amen. Jesus asked him, will thou be made whole? Jesus had the power to make the man whole. But he wanted to know. He wanted to make the man make the decision. He wanted to hear the man make the decision. God wants to hear us make the decision. Amen. Will thou be made whole? So let's go to verse 7. The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Now see, he was still in the decision stage. That's the way we are sometimes. I can't do that, God, because of so-and-so and such. I can't do this and that and the other, God, because of my circumstances and my situation. But then in verse 8, Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Now Jesus put a demand on this man. He had been laying for 30-something years. But Jesus said, take up thy bed and walk. So the man had to take a faith action.
That's right.
Amen. Jesus put a demand on him, and he had to take a faith action. In verse 9 it said, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day, and it was on the same day of the Sabbath. So in verse 9, he took up his bed and walked. That was his manifestation. Amen. There was a process that he had to go through. See, God will check to see where you're at. What do you really want? What are you really believing for? Amen. He'll put a demand on what you're believing for. How much do you want this? What are you willing to do to get this? Amen. And then when you take that faith action, then you'll have manifestation. Amen. So we have to do something on our part. Now, Jesus didn't force healing on the man. The Lord doesn't force anything on us.
Right.
Amen. He doesn't even force salvation on us, even though it is available. Salvation was available to me 40 years ago, but I didn't partake of it. I didn't make the decision. See? Hallelujah. In the same way, the Lord doesn't force His glory on us. We have to want it. We have to want, well, you know, Sister Sharon, I just don't believe in all that glory stuff. I have to see it to believe it. Okay, Peter. Be a doubting Thomas. Uh-huh. And guess what you'll get? Nothing. You'll get just what you're believing for. Absolutely nothing. Amen. We have to ask for it. Lord, show me your glory. Hallelujah. We have to desire it. We have to be hungry for it. Glory to God. There's always going to be something that's required of us to receive from God. It's not just all God. He's just going to let it fall on me. He's just going to do it all for me. No, it starts with a decision. It starts with the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. So to see the glory of God, there's something that we need to do tonight. Amen. First of all, we need to make a decision that we want the glory of God. We have to ask Him, Lord, show me your glory. Hallelujah. I can worry and fret and just drive myself totally crazy because I got to have $5,000 by the end of the next month. But I forgot to pray. God, show me your glory. Show me your glory. God has done it over and over and over the years living for Him. He has shown me His goodness. He's passed His goodness over me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Make a decision. Ask the Lord for His glory. And then take a faith action. Amen. We have to speak what the Word says. We have to speak that we want the glory of God. We've got to declare it. Declare the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And don't allow our circumstances to take it away from us or discourage us or cause us to doubt. Now, all of us have thoughts of doubt that come to our minds. But we can't allow that to get in our hearts. See, and we've got to proclaim God's word. That's how we fight the enemy. That's how Jesus fought the enemy in the desert. Now, why would he have to fight the enemy with the word of God? But we wouldn't have to. No. We've got to fight the enemy with the Word of God, just like Jesus did. Amen. And then third, be committed to stand. Be committed to stand until you see the manifestation. See, we stop short too many times. Huh? We decide, yeah, God, I want the glory. I want your glory, God. I want your glory. And then by the time we get to the parking lot and we see we've got a flat tire and it's pouring down raining and your husband, he's out of town. He can't come help you with the tire or whatever the circumstances is, whatever the situation is, then we forget about the glory of God. But we could see that flat tire. We could go out there. Lord, show me your glory. Amen. And God will send his glory. Yes. He's done it for us many, many times. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then we've got to stand until we see the manifestation. Do you want to experience the glory of God?
Yes.
Amen. So what are you willing to do to get the glory of God to manifest in your life? Amen. That's the question tonight. Do you want the glory of God? And what will you do? What are you willing to do? Are you willing to speak the word of God? Are you willing to stand until you see the manifestation? Yes, we all get discouraged in our standing place. So that's what we need our brothers and sisters for. Too many people pull away from the church when they're going through the fire. But see, we need our friends. We need our brothers and sisters. We need each other. Amen. To hold you up, to lift you up, amen, pray for you, try, encourage you, tell what the Word of God says, amen. They don't need to hear about, well, Aunt Lulu had that same thing, and this terrible situation, it went from bad to worse. You don't want to have friends like that. You don't need to hear things like that. You need to separate yourself from people that talk junk like that.
Amen.
Amen. Surround yourself with God. Surround yourself with His Word. Get in His presence. Determine that you're going to pray more in the Spirit while you're going through this waiting time. You're going to pray more in the Spirit than you do normally. So we're in the middle of a battle. We've got to fight through it. But the good news is that we are triumphant. We are victorious. We've got the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The great I Am, for whatever you have need of, is on your side. Hallelujah. He's not fallen off His throne. He's not lost any of His power. Hallelujah. He's not lost any of His goodness. He's still good today. Amen. He still has the same power today. Hallelujah. And He doesn't have favorites. We're all His favorites. Amen. But we need to proclaim the favor of God in our lives. We need to proclaim that we have the favor of God and the favor of man. Amen. Because the enemy will come along and tell you, you don't have favor. You don't have nothing. You ain't even got no friends. And you'll just sit in a big old pity party. And the devil will just whip up on you, one side up one side and down the other. So we've got to encourage one another. Amen. Hallelujah. We want the glory of God. Lord, show us your glory tonight. Show us your glory, God. Hallelujah. Show us your glory, God, in a greater measure, in a greater way, an increase of the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I proclaim it tonight. I proclaim that you walk in a greater level, in a greater amount, in an increase of the glory of God in every area of your life. Amen. The glory of God passes his goodness over you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't ever allow discouragement to draw you away from the things of God. Amen. Never allow it to draw you away from God. Hallelujah. He's your rock tonight. He's your all in all tonight. He is everything that you have need of tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've been hearing lately, and this I guess is like a side journey, I'm not really sure. That's how God does sometimes. I've been hearing lately about unusual manifestations. Well, Bean was telling me about this Bible bookstore in Dalton, Georgia, where they have a Bible there and it is full of oil, like anointing oil. And they've got it in a plastic container now because it's got so much oil. But the pages are still intact. They're not messed up at all. And this is how, do you know how long this has been going on? For about a year. And it never runs out. It just continually has oil. I'd say that's a wonder to me. I don't know why, but I'm hearing more and more of stuff happening like that. God is showing his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, go by there, take some pictures and bring it and show it to us. Amen. I've been hearing of churches where people are getting gold dust on them. And I call that a wonder.
Yes, yes.
Amen. A sign. I've heard of jewels falling into the sanctuaries. I heard this one man had misplaced his knife. And this knife had some kind of special meaning to him. And so he's just in his house, and he's like, God, I want my knife back. And the knife just fell to the floor right in front of him. Another person couldn't find their wallet. They misplaced their wallet. About the same situation. They're a house. God, I want my wallet. And it falls on a pile of clothes that he had laying on the bed. It's a wonder, amen? Another woman had gone to the store, and when she got home, she realized that she didn't have her ring. Her ring was gone. So she starts retracing her steps. She goes back to the store, praying, God, I want my ring back. Give me my ring back, God. So she goes to the person at the register, and she says, has anybody turned in a ring? She said, no, but have you checked the cheese? She's like, no. So she goes over to the cheese counter, and there's her ring stuck in a block of cheese. That's a sign and a wonder, isn't it? Amen. We need to make some demands, amen. They were making demands on stuff. One woman had lost her retainer. And so she's like, Lord, I want my retainer. And it just falls to the ground right in front of her. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Amen. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Passing his goodness over his church, over his people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I love to hear what God's doing.
Yes.
You know, that's encouraging. If God can bring you, put your ring in a block of cheese,
yes.
And then tell the clerk to look in the cheese. Just out of the clear blue. Can't God take care of my situation?
Yes.
Can't He take care of what I need?
Yes.
Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. You can get Ashley for me. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Lord, show us your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Show us, God. Show us, Lord. Show us your glory. Lord, we desire your glory. God, we make the decision that we want your glory, God. Yes, we want the manifestation of your glory, Father God. And Father, we're expecting the glory. We're expecting it, God. We're expecting you to move in miracles and signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Let your goodness, Father God, pass over us. All your goodness. All your goodness, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Do you care if I just get a little bit crazy up in here now? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Crazy for Jesus, that is. Hallelujah. Glory. The glory. The glory. The glory. The glory. The glory. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Manifestation. Manifestation of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We made our decision. Amen. Did you say something, Patty?
Oh, I was just saying.
Praising the Lord. I got you. I thought you said pastor. Hallelujah. We've made our decision. Amen. We want the glory of God. Amen. We want the glory of God. Glory. And we stand. We stand. Amen. And nothing causes us to take our faith off, amen, of what we're standing for, of what we're believing God for. Amen.
That's right.
Yes. Amen. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn it over to Ashley, but y'all be believing now. You're going to see the glory of God in some areas. You've been asking Him for glory, for the glory. You've been asking Him for things. So be expecting His glory to pass over you. Amen. Amen. Give God another hand clap of praise.